Recently, I've been noticing a trend. And the trend that I've been noticing is a lot of our clients, when they're using the coaching questions, are really having success. And often, our biggest battle as an organization is getting managers to understand that actually asking questions will save them time. And one of the funniest things that I've noticed is when people almost have this epiphany when they ask a question and they learn something that's new. And I want to share with you three specific stories that we've had from our clients. Now, the way we get these stories isn't just ask our clients for these stories, but we perform a monthly coach-to-coach service where managers tell us who they're coaching, what the challenges are, what they're coaching their team to, and we try to provide very targeted, specific strategies, techniques, questions, activities, learning projects specific to what they're actually experiencing. And we call it Progress Coaching Partners. It's our coach-to-coach service. And what we have to do as an organization is almost grab our clients and their managers by the shoulders and stop them and say, look at the good stuff you're doing. Because sometimes where coaching has the greatest success is manifested in the smallest of items or issues. A lot of times it's unbeknownst to the actual manager of how powerful it actually is. Let me give you a great one. We have a client who is in the social field, the social work field, and they deal with things like social work, adoptions, foster care, I mean, really stressful things. And what's really cool about this organization is the people's dedication, their loyalty, not only to the organization, but their clients and their customers and their families, it's almost an overwhelming thing to watch because it's so powerful. The things they deal with, but their passion for helping people. It's a little humbling because you think, you know, I always think I'm helping people, but I think my mission probably pales in comparison. So I had this manager, we did a conference call, and they had actually shared with me that they were really concerned about some of the stress and the workload. You know, how can we ask more of people, and, you know, how can we make them do more work with this coaching thing? And I said, hold on a second. I said, coaching isn't more work. All coaching is drawing upon what's already happening. And if you ask questions, you're going to be in a better place. So sure enough, we're on month two with this client, and this person just put in a very thoughtful message to me saying, I just asked my target coaching candidate a bunch of questions, and the person immediately started to unload. I feel stressed. I'm not getting a hold of people. I'm not able to do parts of my job, and just really unloaded. And the manager said, I noticed a huge difference. I noticed they had a huge weight lifted off their shoulders. I had a huge weight lifted off my shoulders. And so when I gave my feedback, I said, you have to stop and really realize what you've done. It seems simple. You ask one great question and the person unloaded, which means a couple things. They've been waiting to unload. They want to be understood. But what happens to that manager-employee relationship? It skyrockets. Through this thing called trust, and I always share this with managers, and I share this with you now. When we think about this concept or this topic of trust, you know, people will always say, well, it all comes down to trust, and you have to build trust with your employees. And then I say, oh, that's awesome. How do you do that? Very few people answer that intelligently because it's kind of this vague, nebulous type of concept. But what I said to this manager, I said, what do you think happened to your trust with your employee? Think about that. That person is now better understood. The trust that they have with each other went through the roof. Number two, this manager is now in a better place to ask for more because there's of a greater understanding. Through understanding, there will be willingness of the employee to jump in. One question this person immediately shared with me, I have a better understanding of my employee. I noticed the weight coming off this employee's shoulders. Weight came off my shoulders. One question. Now, do I think it's this dramatic, dynamic change that will solve the world's issues? Of course not. But for that relationship, which I believe is a sacred one, will serve both that manager and employee extremely well. Second story. And this is with one of our agricultural clients. And it's one of where they go out and they meet with target customers, and they bring a what is called an agronomist, who's usually a PhD in plant science, and they meet with customers, and then they have a salesperson there, and they have a territory manager, and there's a variety of different titles. And this one manager shared with me, they were driving up, it's about 5:30 in the morning, you're going on a big farm, and you're going on someone's property. I would think that in itself would be a daunting task. Well, this manager is about half the age of his employee. Tough dynamic. 27, 28 years old, I think roughly around that age, to someone who's in their upper 50s. Tough, tough dynamic. And so this manager calls me and says, you know, Tim, I got to tell you something. My employee, just, you know, the new business development, the engagement with new customers, it's really, really down. What do you think I need to do? And I said, well, tell me about this employee. Oh, he's a great guy. He's been with the company 22 years. He's trusted. He really knows our products. And he goes on and on and on and on. And I said, well, I notice you never said anything about his ability to develop new business. And he said, well, yeah, that's true. And I said, well, let me ask you something. How would you rate his fear associated with driving up on the farm, doing these type of, oh, no, Tim, he's a great guy. He's the type of guy, you can trust him, he knows his stuff. And I said, wait. I said, I have to stop you. I said, I didn't ask you for his resume. I asked you very specifically, what do you think his comfort level is? And it's a behavioral-based rating question. So through a lot of discussion, this manager and I kind of bantered back and forth, and I know this guy fairly well, and we have a great relationship. So I knew I had some latitude there. So he begrudgingly agrees, sure, I'll ask a behavioral-based rating question. Calls me up and says, you're not going to believe this. I said, what? And he goes, I got to tell you what happened. They're driving up, looks at the guy, and he's in the passenger side, and he goes, so you excited for today's meeting? Guy goes, yeah. He said, let me ask you something. Scale 1 to 6. 6, you're excited, you're invigorated. 1, you just would rather jump off the Empire State Building. Guy turns to him while they're driving and said, do you really want to know the truth? And he said, yeah. He goes, I'm a -2. He said, a -2? He said, I hate this. I literally get sick. He goes, what do you mean you get sick? He said, look in the council. In the council, this guy had a bag. There were times he physically got sick at the thought of going on someone's property. He felt invasive. He felt like he was crossing the line. He hated it. Loved every part of the job. Here's kind of the moral of the story, which is pretty powerful. I think it's powerful. The manager said, why didn't you say anything? He goes, you never asked. And he said, well, did you tell your prior boss this? And he goes, well, quite frankly, that's where it all stems from. And I said, and the manager goes, what do you mean? And he goes, well, I tried sharing him with him my discomfort with this, and he basically said the words literally, you need to just shut up and do the job. That was 4 years earlier. Think of that, what I just said. 4 years earlier, that feedback still stuck with this guy. So here's the thing, everybody. Coaching creates defining moments. Here's the best part of the story. I could not have crafted this better than what this guy did next. It was brilliant. He looked at this guy and he said, look, I don't want you to do the sales call today. I don't want you to do the client meeting today. And the guy driving goes, what do you mean? He goes, I want to do it, but I want you to be my coach today. I want you to give me the things I did well and where you think I have opportunities to improve. So he's using all the great progress coaching language, right? And all of a sudden he said, this manager's telling me, he goes, we drove down the road, Tim. He was like a different guy. He became conversational. Hey, I'd love to buy you lunch afterwards. Our whole relationship changed in that car ride. So they go out for lunch. It's a couple hours later. And when they travel, it's a good 2 to 3 hour drive at times. And he looks at his boss and he says, you know, you're going to have to come and give me feedback. And the manager goes, I know. He goes, but I thought this was a really good way for you and I to start. And the employee goes, yeah, I do too. Now, the magical part of the story isn't that numbers went through the roof, but the clarity and understanding between that manager and boss, one who's almost half the age, think about that. That's a huge, huge dynamic shift. Now, the other thing that I would share with you is the power of questions. Is we have a client who's in the manufacturing sector, and one of the things that I notice in a lot of our meetings with them, they almost talked about customers as if they were this thing they had to deal with. And so over the course of a couple of meetings, I kind of stepped up and I said, do you mind if I ask you a question? And they said, sure, go ahead. I said, how do you guys feel about customers? And they all looked at me like, what kind of a nut job is this? And we pay you for this crap? And I said, no, I'm being serious. How do you feel about customers? And they started to go on and they started to say all these positive things. I said, you know, it's really funny. I had to ask you that question. We've been in these meetings for 4 weeks. I've never once heard you say anything positive about customers. We always seem to be talking about them in a very begrudging type manner, something we have to deal with. Just get them off the phone. I said, these are the phrases. So are we committed to wowing the customer? Are we committed to taking that angry customer and saying we can't lose that customer? Is that part of not only our mentality and belief system, but is it represented by the actions we take? Somebody from the C-level suite goes, awesome question. And the answer is no, we don't. The room goes silent. For the next year, this client created a wow program. From technical support, to customer service, to guys out in the field, to the receptionist answering the phone, standing up, it's a great day yet, and she answers with the company name. Salespeople who would literally send thank you cards. When we delivered a new piece of equipment, we became notorious for putting sweets into parts of the equipment we sold, meaning a box of cheesecakes and muffins or donuts or whatever the case might be. And we did this as a tradition, a real creative way, because what we wanted to do is wow the customers, the end user product. Even though they weren't the decision makers and they were operating the equipment, boy, we learned one great thing. They were the influencers. So I go back. That customer answered that question I asked. That's not an easy question to ask. It's not an easy question to answer. And they changed their whole way about looking at customers. Now, can you imagine if I'd said, well, you know what you guys ought to do and start telling them what to do? What would they have done? They would have pushed back. You don't understand. You're not part of our industry. You're an outsider. You don't understand our business. So what I wanted to do on today's show is get you to think about the power of questions. And these are three stories that show that great coaching questions can lead to not only great relationships between the manager and employee, great relationships that we have with whatever we're trying to improve, and it can also have a greater understanding. And through greater understanding, something grows. And it's this thing called trust. Trust can no longer be this nebulous, vague thing that we talk about as a cliche. Well, you got to have trust. Well, how do you build trust? Well, what I try to do, that's a red flag for you don't know what you're doing. It's a hope and a wish. So coaching is about asking and understanding and clarifying. And based on that understanding and clarification is pursuit, active, shared, opportunistic pursuit of the manager to help an employee improve his or her performance. And that's where traction is made. That's where employees are retained. That's where employees are recruited. That's where performance goes up and a culture of participation skyrockets along with this thing called engagement. Those are the five reasons why every manager of every company needs to coach. I hope this has helped. This is another segment of Ask the Coach with Tim Hagen. Thanks for your time.